International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Philippians 1:27. Only, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul striving together along with the faith of the gospel. 2:2. Make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. The proper one accord in the church is the practice of the genuine oneness of the body. Before the Lord prayed for the oneness, he trained his disciples to practice the one accord. A little more than 40 days after the Lord's Prayer in John 17, the 120 disciples practiced the Lord's direction in Matthew 18 by praying together in one accord. When we practice the one accord, we must learn to be in one spirit and with one soul. We may be bodily sitting together in the same room, but if we are not one in our spirit, it is certain that we will not be one in our soul. To practice the one accord, we must learn to turn to our spirit and then to enter into our soul with the spirit that we may be in the one accord. Today's reading. To practice the one accord, we must be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion. When the thoughts in our mind are expressed in our speaking, they become our opinions. When our differences in thinking are expressed as opinions, that may cause a problem. The Corinthian believers were not attuned in the same mind, thus, they spoke differently in the flesh. Some said, "I am of Paul," and others, "I of Apollos or I of Cephas." The supposedly spiritual ones among them said, "I of Christ." This kind of different speaking caused divisions among the Corinthians. How can we speak the same thing and have the same mind and the same opinion? In our daily life, if we take Christ as our center and everything, what we speak, think, and understand will all be Christ. This is the one accord, which is the practice of oneness. Some among the Corinthian believers said they were of Paul. Others said they were of Apollos. Still others said that they were of Cephas. Then some were smart enough to say that they were of Christ. They were of four things. In other words, there were four minds and four speakings with four results, which end in division. The oneness is gone, the body of Christ is lost, and the building is no more. Hence, 1 Corinthians 1:10 deals with this matter so that we would be captured by the Lord and that there would no longer be Paul or Apollos or Cephas but only Christ. Everyone would be thinking about Christ and speaking about Christ, having Christ as his view, Christ as his way of speaking, and Christ as his opinion and judgment. Everything would be Christ. This Christ has become the life-giving Spirit in His resurrection and has become our enjoyment within. The practice of our oneness depends on Him. When we speak Him, consider Him, enjoy Him, and express Him, we will be harmonious and one. In Philippians 2:2, what is it to think the same thing? And what is it to think the one thing? Philippians shows that this refers to the subjective knowledge and experience of Christ. Only Christ is the centrality and universality of our whole being. Everything else makes our mind different and causes disunity. For this reason, we should focus our thoughts on the precious knowledge and experience of Christ. Furthermore, we need to have the same love. Our love toward the saints should not be classified into categories. Otherwise, our love will create problems, and there will be no way to have the genuine one accord. This is the end of today's morning revival.